الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله, I could repeat what has already been said, which is that, you know, we love coming here. And I'll share with you something that I realized just recently. You know, when you get old, like me, people have suggestions for you. Until you're an old man, you got to be careful with your balance. Because if you fall and break your hip, it's it's over. So they said, maybe you should take a Tai Chi class. Yeah. So one of the brothers in the community, he teaches Tai Chi. So I said, well, maybe I need it. Could get some exercise anyway. And so I took the class with him. And it always begins with them telling you that the teacher is connected to the teacher, is connected to the teacher, is connected to the master. And so in Tai Chi, every little move has to be exactly like they're teaching you, you know. And so I'm learning that, you know, you got to put this foot here and this hand here, and it can't be like this, not too tight, not too loose, has to be a certain. And so while I'm doing these things, I'm starting to think, what's the relationship to me as a Muslim? And the first thing that they said was, it's to help you with your balance. But you have to do it exactly the way they tell you to do it if you're going to get the benefit from it. And so I said, wow, this is like the deen. You have to have this balance between fear and hope. And if there's no balance, you fall and break your hip. So I said, okay, I understand this now. You have to have this balance. And you have to be particular about the way you do it. Particular in that you have to follow the teacher. And the teacher is a master who followed the master who followed the master. And all I could think of is our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in making our salat, what happens when you get older and you've been practicing for years, there's a tendency to not be as particular. You know, when you first learn how to, when you first become Muslim, as in the conversion here, you're very particular. But as time wears on, start to get a little loose, you know. Maybe Allahu Akbar, you know, you Allahu Akbar. You know, you go through this, and you're not as particular as you used to be. So the point that they made in this class is that if you want the benefit, you must do it like the master. And we have a master. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is our particulars? Our particulars are through our madhhab, the sheikhs. They conveyed to us exactly what the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did. And any one of them that you follow, there's particular things that you should be particular about. And the less particular you are, the less benefit you get. And so when we wonder why we're not getting the benefit from this deen, and we may be dealing with problems and we're just strapped with a lot of difficulty, maybe we need to look at our particulars and make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do in the way it's supposed to be done, and that we don't lose our balance. And by not losing our balance, as it says the fear and the hope are the two wings of the bird. And if they're balanced, the bird can fly. And if they're not, then he's always going to fall. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have a master. He is the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there's nothing better to follow. And there's no one better to be particular about. So we ask Allah to make us particular about following the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our master and our guide back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask blessings on him and blessings on his whole family, his descendants, his companions, and all the righteous. Allahumma wa bihamdik wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum.